Blog Talk Radio.
When Jesus left, he said, "Angin si noto, siya with the comfort. When things don't work out, when we cry on our own in our little corners, and you call on the name of Jesus, he always points back to the comforter. Even though you call the name of Jesus, but it is the comforter that you need, because he left you with the comforter.
All right, all right. We thank you all for
tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson. They call me Angel of Melody, Angel on Deck. And we just thank the Lord for his many blessings in this year, 2013. We was just on a little while ago. God gave me a word. I shared it on the airwaves. Also, we heard great music, and we also heard some message from Dr. Willie James Campbell, and we're looking to hear more of that on tomorrow evening. But right now, we are back on again live. We want to give a shout-out to all of Africa that are listening in right now, to all of the United States of America, to the cities and states, to those of you that are in Italy, in the UK, in Switzerland, Hong Kong, Russia, Brazil, those of you that are in Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica, all over the world that are listening in now, we just want to say God bless you. Happy New Year. And right now we have a great brother. I call him my twin. Our birthday is the same day. And I thank God for him. Minister Isaiah of Nigeria resides in Texas, and we just thank God. I'm so excited that he is on with us today, and we're going to click on his mic, and we're going to hear what the Lord has to say through this great man of God. We pray that this program today, that it will bless you, that whatever you are going through, that you will be encouraged in just knowing that God is on the move. All right, here we are, Minister Isaiah. I'm clicking on his mic right now.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right, God bless you. How are you?
I am doing awesome and blessed. How are you doing, twin?
Doing good, doing good. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Happy New Year.
Amen. So you can go ahead, man of God, is how, you know, the Lord leads you.
All right. I want to, first of all, wish a Happy New Year to all the listeners across the country, Africa, Europe, Asia, Australia, and whatever part you're listening to from this broadcast. And I want to pray that as God has started this new year with you, God would also take you to the end of 2013, not just to the end, but he will bring forth new things your way as we begin the year. I want to read from the book of John, chapter 15, from verse 1 to 7, and I will jump to verse 14 and 15, where I will get my subject for today. Again, the book of John, chapter 15, from verse 1 to 7, and I will jump to verse 14 and verse 15. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruits. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except he abide in the vine. No more can he except he abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, he can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If he abide in me, and my words abide in you, he shall ask that he will, what he will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, verse 14, ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servants knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. I want to repeat verse 15. It says, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servants know not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Spirit of the living God, give me the grace to speak your word this morning and share with your people and let them hear your word and not me. Take glory and move on this telecast today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, amen. Verse 4 of John 15 says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine. What God is saying in this passage is, 2013, you cannot do it without God. You cannot take God away from 2013. If you want to succeed, if you want to prosper, if you want to make it alive, you've got to abide in God. You've got to abide because he is the branch, and you cannot be a fruit. For God to take you from fruit to more fruit to much fruit, you've got to abide in God because he is the only source of inspiration. He is the only source. The Bible says, now, therefore, I don't call you servants anymore, because as servants, you really don't know who I am. You don't understand my in-depth. You don't see what I see. You cannot go where I go. But now I call you friends. You are closer to me. You've gone in-depth to me. And I want to understand, are you going to be my friend or you want to still stay my servant? 2012, I kept you as my servant. You were serving me. But now, 2013, I have upgraded your status and you are now my friend. And I want to know, are we still friends? Even though I had took you through tough times in 2012, you've been through a lot. You've suffered loss. You've gone through tribulations and trials, and a lot of people put you down and talk bad about you. But 2013, I want to know, are you still friends with me? Because you cannot do anything. You have to abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except he abide in the vine. You've got to stand with me. You've got to stick with me. You've got to walk with me. You've got to talk to me. We have to communicate. Communication is two ways, and you cannot do nothing else in 2013 except you abide in me and I in you. 2013, the Lord spoke to me yesterday at the service. There's got to be a difference when people see you and when they see you in 2012. There's got to be a sign that something has changed inside of you, that you are no more the same person that you used to be last year, that you are a changed person today. There's got to be that grace of transformation in you, because I was speaking to somebody the other day, and I told him, I said, where there is great exposure, there is going to be a great restoration. And so until you've been exposed to something of greater height, you can never attain a greater restoration. And so today, God is speaking directly to you, wherever you are, wherever you're calling from, wherever you're listening to, whether in the internet or over the phone, God is speaking directly to you and saying, my son, my daughter, I want to update our status. Like we update the statuses on Facebook. I want to update my status with you. I don't want you to be servants anymore, but I want to call you my friend. I want to call you my partner. We're in this together. And so as you go through your tough time, as you go through your tribulation, as you go through your trials, understand and know that God is your friend. He is not just there for you to talk to. He is a friend. The Bible says, for he is a friend who is closer than a brother. Today, for the beginning of 2013, I want you to put it in your heart. I want you to understand that you are not just a child of God. You are not just a man with God, a woman with God, but now you have been qualified. You've been called God's friend. You are now friends with him. That means what I know, you know. What I touch, you touch. Where I go, you go. What I see, you see. And so you have to understand, the Bible says, abide in me and I in you. In other words, you have to be in God, and God also have to be in you. I love what Evangelist Tonya was saying earlier in the early broadcast. Said, you can't just not talk and not do what God has asked you to do. You have to do what God has called you to do. You have to walk that walk. Now, 2013, what we're getting wrong here is that everybody, and I understand it happens every year. Everybody get up and prophesy and say 2013 will be the best year. Yes, I have no doubt of that. But understand that also for you to get a great success, you have to go through a great failure. I say that again. For you to get great success, you have to go through great failure. If you go through the names of people in this world who have attended great heights, you have to also understand that these people have been through great stuff. They've been through great downfall. They've been through great tribulation and great trials. You cannot get a silver plate food without getting something that you have to go through. And so in every life, in every circumstance, in everything that you go through, you have to understand that God is ever and always there by your side. It does not matter what people say. It doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter what they want to say or what they will say or what they keep saying. All you have to understand is that you have a God who is ever ready by your side. He is your friend through thick and thin. He is your friend as you go through hell and high water. He is your friend. And the Bible says, for they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I came today to tell you, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, the beginning of 2013 shall come with new stuff, shall come with new testimony. But you have to reach out and touch God. Reach out and touch him. He is now your friend. Your status has been updated. You are no more servant. You are now called friend of God. And so as a friend of God, friends don't never leave friends behind. Friends don't never talk bad about friends. Friends always share intimate secrets with friends. And so that is what God is asking you today. He said, you are now my friend. As you go through your stuff, as you face your hard time, as you face your tribulation, as you go through those decisions, as you think about what you want to do for 2013, God says, now I am your friend. If you put me in your business will become my business, and my business also will become your business. And I came to tell you, until you allow God to take care of your business, you will not be able to succeed in your business. I say that again. Until you allow God to take care of your business, the Bible says, now totally surrender everything to him. The Bible says, for in him there is no failure. And so today, 2013, as we begin this new walk with God, as we begin this new relationship with God, as we begin this new fellowship with God, I want to talk to you, my friends and my brothers, that you have to hand over everything into God's hand. You have to deliver everything into God, because in him and only him will we have that success. In him and only him will we get that blessing. In him and only him will we get that breakthrough. There will be no great destiny for you if you don't allow God to take over your business. If you don't hand over your business into God's hands, there will be no great success if you do not dwell in the vine. There will be no great achievement if you do not dwell in the vine. You are the branch and he is the vine. If you are cut off, you can never exist. You can never go nowhere. But as long as you are attached to the vine, which is God, then you are bound to excel. The sky will be your starting point. I want to speak into your life today. I want to prophesy into your life today that as you begin 2013, your life will never be the same. Your finances will never be the same. Your career will never be the same. Your family will never be the same. Everything you touch will prosper. Wherever you go in life, you will make it. You will be the head and not the tail. You will be above and not beneath. And I speak healing into your life. I speak deliverance into your life. I speak progress into your life. I speak upliftment into your life. That as you call God your friend, he will be there by your side. He will bless you. He will deliver you. He will lift you up to a height that nobody could attain. Whatever names could not do in 2012, whatever you cannot do, today I speak into your life that 2013, you will be the greatest of all. You will be heard for good. You will begin to break records that could never be broken in your family, in your business, in your career, every way that you go. The blessings of God shall go with you. But remember, you've got to dwell in the vine. You have to be attached to the vine for you to see a great success in your life. You have to remain constantly with God. And I say this before I close. Before you can ever think of doing anything, leave what you will be into God's hands. To be publicly powerful, you have to be privately prayerful. I say it again. To be publicly powerful, you have to be privately prayerful. And a life without God is a life that is wasted. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women, please, I urge you today that as you begin this walk with God in 2013, leave your business into God's hands. Leave your career into God's hands. Leave your education into God's hands. And whatever it is that you leave in God's hands can never fail, because He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And so keep dwelling in Him. Leave everything that you have to do as this year begins into God's hands. And I guarantee you, He will never fail you, because He is a God that cannot fail. Remember, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can he except he abide in me. And now he says, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servants know not what his lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Let us pray. Father, I thank you today for this grace. I thank you for the beginning of this year. I thank you for every individual that are listening to me under the sound of my voice. I have no power of my own. I have no word of my own. What you've given me today is what I have delivered to your people. And I pray the grace that surpasses all understanding, that you would multiply unto these people that you've called your friends today. Father, in the name of Jesus, everybody on this telecast, God, that they are hurting or going through any pain or have a decision to make, whatever they're facing, as we begin 2013, the fifth day of the first month of 2013, let everything in their life, let the God of goodness and newness begin a new walk with them. Begin everything fresh with them. The Bible says, and they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, because they have waited upon you, O God. Renew their strength. Multiply them. Bless them. Heal their hands. Whoever is hurting, O God, I pray in the name of Jesus that a healing shall come upon them right now. Let 2013 bring forth good news. Let them things that they would never imagine would happen to them for good. Enlarge their territory. Enlarge their coast. And most of all, let them know that you have called them their friends. Thank you for what you've done today, and bless your people even more. For I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Well,
amen.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. What a good way to begin 2013 for God's people. I know deep down in my heart, and what God told me last night at the prayer, that new things are coming. There will be records that will be broken. New inventions will be coming. And I cannot wait to see what 2013 will have, especially for God's people. Because you cannot pray from December or January to December and not get a result from God. And so I'm waiting to see what God is about to do for His people and with His people. I want to be in the number, and I want to be like Bishop Paul Morton says, that God, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without
that's
me.
Right.
Don't
I
do
know
it without
that's
me.
Right.
If you're blessing in this season, don't bless without me. If you're going to heal in this season, don't heal. Whatever it is that you chose and that you want to do in this season, Lord, don't do it without me. I want to be in the number. I want to be in the
that's
number.
Right.
Don't do it without me. And I wish somebody who's listening to us today, you would say that same word, God, whatever you're doing in this season, here I am. Don't do it without me. Woo, what a
I
word.
Know that's right. Yes,
what
that is.
Word.
That's powerful.
Jesus.
My
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
Yes, my Lord. I'm telling you. We have a caller on here that wanted to receive prayer, Prophetess Bird. I'm going to click her on, and you can have a word of prayer with her. Prophetess Bird, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You clear. God bless you. Did you want to say anything before the man of God pray for you? Any words you want to have?
I just wanted to tell him how much I appreciate you dwelling in the presence of the Lord to receive that fresh manna that you just released to his people. It was truly a blessed word from God. and we are thankful for him being mindful of us today. When we think of his awesomeness and his greatness, just the thought that he cares for us is just an overwhelming thought. This great king of ours cares for every detail of our lives, and even before you pray for me, I just want to give him major thanks of gratitude for all that he's already done in my life, going to do, and all that he's doing, because great is his faithfulness unto me and so many of his other people. I dare not ask for prayer without thanksgiving and praise unto his glorious name from the bottom of my heart, the gratitude of thanks, because he's just worthy of praise. He's worthy.
That's right. That's right.
You know, prophetess, in this season, and I shared this with a lot of men of God last night at the service, in this season, God is only going to use people who are steadfastly in touch with him. And that's what God said. You see, we're coming to a time in America, and I shared this with my twin the other day when we're talking over the phone. In this season, God is no more taking favors from people who want to play games with God. It's not time for that. This 2013, if we as Americans, if we in the United States of America and even around the world, if we refuse to speak the truth of what God is telling us to speak from the Word of God, then God would raise even the stones, and I'm talking about the real stones, to speak on our behalf, because we're in a season where we have to tell the people of God enough is enough playing games with God. We have to get serious with God and for God. If you're sold out to God, you have to be totally sold out to God. If somebody out there could say, I don't believe in God, I don't want to hear nothing about God, and they stick to their whatever they say, then we too here should say, I believe in God, I know who God is, and that's it. I'm not going to compromise nothing. I'm not going to sit down and let you talk over me. I'm just going to tell you the way it is, that God is alive, he's business of healing, and that's all. There's no two ways about it. Now, if you could believe it, fine. If you don't believe it, that's up to you. But I know what works for me, and that's what I'm going to believe in. But I want to pray that God would increase you. There will be an overflow in your ministry, in your life, wherever you go, that the Spirit of God would overshadow you and will go before you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now in agreement with the woman of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word that whatever is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we lose shall also be losing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a double anointing today. I pray for an overflow that you would enlarge her cause, that before she even speak a word, before she even say a word to your people, that the grace that is upon her speak on her behalf. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be an increase in your ministry. Let there be an overflow of anointing in your ministry, that as you lay hands on people, as you pray for the sick, they shall be made well. As you pray for the dead, they shall come back to life. I pray for financial breakthrough upon you today. And I pray that as you begin 2013, newness shall come to you. New things shall be your portion. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Glory to God. I said, Lord, I'm not going to even say what I need. I need a miracle today. But I said, God, I'm not even going to say it. And I thank God that you covered everything that I had prayed to him in secret.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Mm, Jesus.
And thank you, Evangelist, for allowing this opportunity for prayer. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, cousin. You're welcome. I thank God for you and for your life, and we just know that this is it this year.
I'm telling you, this is it, and that's what we were discussing. We were talking about on the airwaves early, you know, how God is really going to move like never before. And I just began to cry out on the airwaves, and I could just feel the fire of the Lord just hit me, and I felt such a renewness, you know, that he is doing something. I'm telling you, I don't feel the same way that I when I woke up.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's just like I'm on another planet. It feels like that I'm on. I know I'm here, you know, on the earth, but it's just, you know, sometimes when God really do something, I actually felt a shift, like a change had taken place. And I just thank the Lord that, you know, we're going to be smiling this year. I'm telling you, I said, Lord, enough of this crying and feeling down and all. That's over. But we look, as the man of God said, we're looking for great things. And I said, I'm looking forward to be skipping and smiling and laughing like a little girl receiving a new baby doll. I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what God is going to do. And it's just awesome that the man of God was able to call in and speak. And I was speaking earlier, and we had music going, and, you know, and then some more preaching was going on. And, I mean, it was just awesome. It was just awesome. People leaving messages saying how they are being blessed, you know, today by the messages and the music that they are hearing. And that's what it's all about. It's all about the souls people are receiving, you know, from the Lord. And it's a great thing when they can receive, and you can hear others leaving testimony about what God is doing and how they're feeling refreshed and renewed. That makes my soul happy. It really does. Yeah. It makes my soul happy to know that God is on the move, and he's not going to stop being on the move either. Mm. So I just thank him. I thank him on today. I really do. I thank him.
Yes.
Is there anything else, man of God, you would like to say before we continue on into the broadcast?
You know, it's a blessing when you can create time like this, evangelist, because, you know, you might not understand, like I said the other day, you might not understand how many people or how many lives you touch. But believe me when I say this, it is over, like, probably thousands out there that you don't even know in person. I mean, I'm talking about they could walk past you and you don't even know them, but you've touched their lives. And the message doesn't have to go to church to be heard. The radio that you're using is enough, because now as technology is going fast and fast and fast, we also as Christians have to move fast as much as it moves. And you speaking on the radio and people in Uganda and Africa and Europe listening, you know, they get up there with a word for the beginning of the year and they said, wow, this is what God had used a woman of God from Detroit.
Yeah.
Over the radio to speak to me, and I'm going to run with this word. And, you know, the Bible says in Habakkuk 2 and 3, it says, write the vision and make it plain that whoever read it will run with it. It said, now for the vision is for an appointed time. And at the end, it was picked. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come and it will not tarry. What am I trying to say? If God has said that I will become a governor of my state, it doesn't matter how many things that I'm fighting against, how many things that are trying to cut that vision off. One day, that vision must come to pass. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't matter what God had promised, and I'm going to be talking to somebody right now. It doesn't matter what God had promised you in the years past or in just last year, which was just yesterday, that we are in 2013 does not mean that God cannot bring those words to pass. Yes, he can. And all you have to do is to have faith and believe in the God that can do miracles. I can sit down here. Matter of fact, I can write a book all by itself with what God has done in my life by me just believing. There were days and there were times when I thought, you know what, I might not be able to make it. I might have to just give up or run away and get back and go somewhere and run back to my country. But in as much as I trusted God and I said, God, I know what your word says. I know the promises that you promised me. Now I want to see it come to pass. And as I dwell in the word of God, that's why can nobody tell me that God is not real. Nobody, because I especially call it, I'm not saying I'm righteous, I'm not saying I'm holy, please, for those who are listening, but I'm saying it pays to serve Jesus with all your heart. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what you're going through. People would always talk, and I tell my members this, people will always say something, whether negative or positive, even stuff that they don't even know. People will always talk, but it would take a real man, a real woman who is steadfastly walking with God to stand on the word of God and say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, like Job did in the Bible. And so as you begin 2013, people will always talk. People will always say something. You will have hypocrites. You will have people who talk down on you, who look down on you, who say all kinds of negative things. Words about you, but you have to tell yourself, I know the kind of God that I serve. I know who I've trusted my life into, and I will wait on him no matter what happens, no matter what I go through. I will wait on God. It will hurt, but I'm going to wait on God. I will cry, but I'm going to wait on God. I will go through stuff, but I will wait on God until my change comes. And that's just what I can say to you today, that you do not have to dangle in your way. You don't have to jump up and down looking for miracles everywhere. It is right there in front of you by the word of God. As much as you read it and believe in it, it will surely come to pass.
All right, yes. Amen. Now that right there was powerful. That is the truth. We don't have to be looking in here and there. You're right. It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
All we
mm-hmm.
have to do is just receive all. And I just receive all what the Lord is having for us in this year and the years to come. I'm telling you, I'm just so grateful on today to be able. I'm telling you, it was just so awesome. You know, it sounded like a World War III a little bit over here. I don't know about their brother in Texas, if they shoot during the New Year's Eve, but they do that over here.
Yeah.
They let them guns go. And I'm telling you, I was asleep, and I happened to just woke up, somebody let that round go out there. Mm. I'm telling you, it was going and going. I just kept praying, like, Jesus, don't let no family members pull up right now, you know, because, they was going for it. And I was thanking God that, you know, when I finally went back to sleep and I opened up my eyes, it was just like, I could feel like a shift. But once I really got on that air and brought forth that word, I'm telling you, it just, like I said, it melted my soul to where I could not help it. I'm quite sure you probably have heard it. When you heard it, I just broke down crying and just praising God on the air, because I said, what a word that he will give us, that, you know, we have to change the way we speak, you know,
Lord,
what I'm saying, and the way that we think in order to really receive from him, to receive all that he has for us, that we have to learn that we have to change our words, and that, you know, we can speak to our atmosphere and that it can change. You know, that's, and then you come right here, right behind, and said some of the same things and then more. You know what I'm saying? That is just encouraging to the people of God to know that this is our year, and that we have to really believe this is our year. You said something that made a lot of sense, how we, and I've stated it too, how at the end of the year we speak these slogans and everything rhyming, and you know, we speak in life, and we speak in all about these miracles and overflow, not only to ourselves, but we speak in it to one another. I speak this and I speak that. But soon as something happens, soon as a test comes,
come on,
we go right back into that negative thinking and that negative speaking, and then we always got to reflect on the year before.
Yeah.
God is tired of that. You know, like I told the people last year, let that be it. That was the past. But God wants us to come up in him. That's what he wants. And he wants us to be happy, man of God. He don't want us depressed and crying and praying about the same thing over and over and just complaining and not happy, because that does stop the process. And he let me know that you can stop. You can be your own hindrance. You know, a lot of people are always talking about, man, God said this was my year, but I ain't seen nothing yet. God said I was going, but the Lord let me know that it's not him. It's us that's the hindrance. When we throw salt in it and we start speaking negative, you know what I'm saying, to our situations, and every time we go through a storm, we speaking negative, and where's our faith then? We was talking all this stuff. I got faith, and the miracles is mine, and I'm walking in the overflow. I'm walking in this, and as soon as something happens, we go right back into that same negative talk, and we're going around the rosy every year. It just seemed like it's nothing going, nothing is moving, seem like things are not getting better, seem like things is getting worse, because we speak in that. And that's what God let me know. And I said, Lord, I thank you for even loving us that much that you didn't even have to give us that tip. You know what I'm saying? But you loving us, letting us know, you know, Tanya, Isaiah, Barbara, whatever, you know, that I want you to receive in this year. Just stop with the negative and believe in me. And even when we go through that trial, and even when we go through that storm, to know that he is there, and he is going to bring us out. And we need to stop using I don't feel it or I might, I think, or but. We need to leave these words out and say I am going to make it. So what the doctor's saying, I got this problem. So what, I feel this way.
Come on, I am healed.
I know God has whipped me. You know, this is what he wanted. If we don't have the money to pay that bill, let's stop going back to last year. When you see last year, we went through this fact. No, we got to say, Lord, I may not see the money right now, but I know that you're going to make the way.
Come on, come on.
Somehow
you know,
you're going to do it.
You know, you said something really important right there. You've got to stand on the word. You see, my mother-in-law always says one thing to me every time I come across speaking to her. She says, communication is the key to every relationship. And as I grew as a young man, I begin to understand that it is not just in every seen relationship, but in every unseen relationship, which is between myself and God. I have never seen God face to face, but I communicate with him. It's an open communication, two ways. And so if I don't communicate to God, God cannot communicate to me. And see, what surprises me with people is that we get too spiritual and we think that God ought to do everything for us. No, no, it doesn't work that way. The Bible says, and Jesus asked that man, what do you want me to do for you? Not that he did not know that the man was blind. He knew. He saw it. He saw the man that he was blind. He's been blind, sitting there waiting for the water to be stirred. But he asked the man, what do you want me to do for you? In other words, it might not be, it was a blindness that was a man's problem. He could have said, okay, I need money. I want to get up and get dressed. That's why he asked him, what is it that you want me to do for you? That means he is concerned about you talking to him. He wants you to talk to him. So communication is two ways. The man said that I might receive my sight. He said, okay, I agree. You receive your sight. So in other words, he didn't just come and say, okay, you receive your sight. He asked him a question because the man would have been blind but wanted money. He would have been blind but wanted clothes. He would have been blind but wanted shoes. So he wanted to know, what is it that you want me to do for you? He wanted him to communicate. So communication is two ways. For those of us who are listening and say, okay, God said he's going to bless me, and you just go home and sit down and you don't pray, you don't fast, you don't open your word and read, and you just expect God to do it, I don't think that's going to happen. You got to steadfastly communicate with God through prayers and supplication. The Bible says your request should be made known unto him. That means you have to talk to him first, and then he will respond to you. That's how it works, and that's what you ought to do for 2013.
That's right. That is right. You know what, man of God, I was looking at something as I was posting up, and a man of God left something. And I mean, when I looked at it, it just caught my eye, and I'm like, you know, this is so true, because this is the reason why a lot of us can't move forward too as well. He have on here, things to be left in 2012, fear. That, I mean, now that right there is the truth.
Right.
Because, you know, in a lot of situations, a lot of us don't think we operate in that, but we do.
Come on, come on now.
We don't think, somebody might be saying, well, you know, I don't have no fear. Oh, yes. A lot of us have had fear. I'm going to say have had, because right now, as today, we're not walking in that no more. We're not walking in that spirit of doubt and that spirit of fear. We overcame that. But as he posted, things to be left in 2012, fear, and I thought about it like, that is so true. Because a lot of things we walk in fear of. When God is saying that I am there, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. But as soon as things happen, we have this scary feeling. We in fear, you know, of this. What would you say to that, man of God?
You know, the Bible says, for he has not given you a spirit of fear, but love and sound mind. Now, one thing we have to understand is, like I said earlier, if God had made a promise that you're going to become a businesswoman, a well-known person in your community or in your state or even in America, you have to also understand that the devil will fight. And I think me and you, we've talked over this before. The devil would get up from that moment to fight against that vision that God has given to you. Now, you got to understand, in every individual, God has given them what they will be. That's why the Bible says, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. I ordain you. I set you apart. That means you had something in your hands that you will become in the future. And on that same moment, at the same time, the devil also started his work to stop that vision from coming to pass. And so I love what you said earlier. Even when you're facing your hard time, people tend to forget those promises. People tend to just throw it on the side and say, okay, God don't care about me. I'm just going to stop going to church. I don't have time for anything. You know, I don't feel it. But you got to understand, for you, like I said earlier, for you to be publicly powerful, you have to be privately prayerful. You cannot have a success without a failure. You just can't. You have to go through great failure before you attain great success. Bill Gates is an example. Steve Jobs is an example. Michael Jordan is an example. Albert Einstein. Those people went through great failures before they went through great success. And I'm not trying to compare you, anybody here, with any none of those people. But all I'm saying is that when you go through any tough time, when you go through anything that looks negative on your part, it does not mean that God has forgotten you. Look at Job in the Bible. The Bible says Job lost everything. Everything. His wife, his children, his camel. Now, if it was in these days, oh, come on, evangelist, you know, a lot of people would have cursed God a long time ago.
That's right.
The Bible says Job never cursed God. The Bible says, Job says, in all these things, the Bible says, Job says, bless me the Lord, for he giveth and he taketh away. So what am I trying to say? It is when you're going through your toughest time, that's when you're supposed to give God your greatest worship. I'll say it again.
Right.
It is when you're going through your greatest tribulation, your greatest failure, that's when you're supposed to give God your greatest worship. I was telling a church in New York when I went to go preach. I said, I have learned to thank God in my failures than in my successes. And they look at me like I was crazy. I said, I'm telling y'all, I'm not biting my tongue. I'm telling y'all the way it is. I have learned to thank God when I'm failing than when I'm succeeding. Because when I'm failing, it is confusing the devil why I am thanking God. Because the devil does not like when I worship God. And so I understand for me to get my breakthrough when I'm failing is for me to thank God for my failures. Because if God really wanted me to have it, he would have given it to me. But there is a reason why he did not allow me to get there. That's why he turned me around and put me somewhere else. I might look at it as failure. I might see it as something that I was supposed to get. But there's something greater ahead of me. And all I have to do is just to worship him. That's why a lot of people don't understand how God works. So in your greatest failure, in your time of sorrow and tribulation, that's when you're supposed to tell God, thank you for allowing me to go through this because I know there's something greater that you're taking me to.
Lord, that's right. That is right.
That's a word all by itself.
Yes, yes, it is. I know that's right.
Yep.
My God, I'm telling you, that's. But you know what? It's real. It's real word. You know, even also, you know, I was talking with a brother the other day. We were, I was, you know, looking on this page and, you know, how you see the people post status. And it was something what I had saw because, you know, a lot of people want to, a lot of things that don't happen to a lot of people, like they feel the Lord should be doing for them because a lot of them try to walk part-time Christians. You know, and they wanna say they this, but they doing other things. And he posted something up that really was very powerful. And he said, part time Christians cannot defeat full time devils.
Come on, say that again.
And I'm like, wow.
Say that again.
I
got to post that.
He said, part time Christians cannot defeat full time devils. I'm telling you, and that is the truth.
It is.
I told about that, brother. That is the truth. I'm telling you, it's the truth.
Yes, it is.
Everybody want to, you know, talk about what they want to do this and do that and can't do nothing because they're not right, you know, and it's just something. So, you know, even with that and saying that, you know, we got to come up from this stuff, you know, people that's not. That don't have it right, it's time to get yourself together because
yes,
we don't know when God is going to call us. There is no age.
Mm.
There is no age, you know,
to this. We really don't know. That's why he said, be ye ready. We
yes,
have to be
yes.
ready because we don't know. There's no time playing church having 1 foot in and one
mm-hmm.
out and thinking that
mm-hmm.
you're still going to receive the blessings of the Lord. That it don't work that way. I'm telling you, it don't work that way. You cannot do that. So it's really so important that we have to keep ourselves, how can I put it? We have to keep ourselves, you know, right before
mm-hmm.
the Lord. Not only, just has to be an everyday thing, not no part
yeah.
time or when we feel like it. But this have to be an everyday thing. And you said something, man of God, that made a lot of sense when you said about even going through, you know what I'm saying? Even when we go through and when we ain't going through, we still have to give praise to God that so many
yes.
people feel that when they go through, they don't want to pray no more.
Mm-mm.
They don't want to do nothing no more. They just feel like, oh, I'm just giving up and this is it. But we have to look at it. How many times have we made mistakes and done things and God still forgave us?
Come on.
God still
come on now.
Blessed us, even in our mess. God still was there for us. He never gave up on us. How dare we say, just because he ain't moving when we want him to move, that we are tired and that we want to give up. I'm just tired. I'm not going to pray no more. If God was to do that with us, all of us would be dead. None of us would be alive. If every time, I'm serious, if the times that we thought wrong and he just snapped his finger and we left here, he's never gave up on us. And that's why I love when he said, our ways is his ways, our thoughts is not his thoughts. Because that's so true, it's not.
Wow.
It is not. We could never, you know what I'm saying, reach to that surface, seriously, because we don't know his ways. We don't know his thoughts. You know, it goes beyond of what we think and do every day. It really does. I mean, that's a mighty God that, you know, we can think like him. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to have the mind of Christ. We are supposed to have the mind of Christ. But I'm talking about when he really goes in those deep areas, when he said, your ways are not my ways, your thoughts are not my thoughts. He's already letting us know that we could never imagine. We could never help me out, brother. You know, what's the right word to say here? You know, we could never just amount, you know, to really what he's thinking and what he do. Because what we think and do is very different from him.
Yep.
Like, we'll sit here and say, I'm not going to deal with that sister no more because she did this to me and she said that to me. So I'm not going to deal with her no more. If she look at me, I don't want to look her way. If she speak to me, I don't want to speak to her. I'm just going to turn up my nose and keep moving. Do we think that God is pleased with that? When you just sat here and told a lie, or you just sat here and had hardness of your heart or hatred for someone, but God yet still have mercy regardless. Even when we was out there in the world and we turned our back on him and we said, not right now, Lord, I love you, but I'm just not ready to serve you. But he still was there. Still was there with outstretched hands. Still, you know, there with us even when you was in the nightclub and you got shot up, you know what I'm saying, and you was covered. You know what I'm saying? That bullet could have hit you, but it hit somebody else. You could have been in that car and got in that bad wreck, but you didn't. God shielded. You know, he's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. We would never know his ways. You know, it's not like our ways. We'll never know, really, I think, how deep that goes. That's what I meant to say in the beginning. We really don't know how deep that goes. What would you say about that, man of God?
But see, the vast majority of us Christians, we have this concept that the God who also gives things also blesses. That's absolutely right. But we also have to understand that, and you know, Evangelist Tony, this is one of the prayers that I prayed last year, and I thank God that prayer kept me. I prayed this prayer last year for some reason. I don't know where I got it from. I think God, just one of my trips, God gave me that prayer. And I told God, I said, don't ever give me anything that would make me forget you. Don't give me. I don't need it. I don't care how much I fast for it. I don't care how much I prayed about it. If you know that you give me that thing, I'll forget about you totally. Don't give it to me. Just take it away. And, you know, let me just keep praying for no reason. I don't want it. Now, because at the end of the day, if God gives me something that will make me forget about him, if that thing finishes, when it's over, said and done, I will come back again and ask God for something else. And God will say, okay, you know what? I give you that pencil, and you totally forgot about me. So why you come back and ask me for a pen? That means you get rid of me. So I'm not going to give you the pencil. I'm not going to give you the pen. You asked me for a book so I could give somebody else a pen to write for you. That's how God works. And so I'm not going to sit here and keep asking God for something that I know God is not going to give to me and let me forget him. Constantly asking for him is not going to change the fact that God is saying, no, I'm not going to give you because I know what's good for you. But, see, we Christians, we try to tell God, no, I know what's good for me, myself, and I. And then God gives it to us, or we get it from any source we can. And when that thing turns back to fire back on us, we want to go back to God and say, oh, okay, look at what I got. It's messing me up. And God said, well, I never intended for you to have it in the first place. You forced yourself into it. That's why it didn't work for you. And so that's what I've been trying to tell church members and Christians as well. I said, you cannot force yourself into something that God does not want you to have.
That's true.
We know that God is a God who gives, and this is where we get messed up. Yes, I agree. He is a God that gives. He is a God that blesses. Yes. But there are certain things, there are certain areas, there are certain items that God does not want a particular person to have. He said, no, for this one, don't try this one. It might not be for right now, but I'm going to give it to you later on. But I'm just going to give it to you when I know that you can handle it. Because I'm not going to give you something that I know you cannot handle. I can only give you, that's why the Bible says, he will never put more on us than we can bear. And so God is giving it to you according to the weight that you can carry. God cannot bless you with a $50 million car when you can't even pay a mortgage. No, God doesn't work like that. I know it's a blessing.
No,
but God does not work like, God is not going to put you in a $2 million house when you cannot afford a day-to-day food. No, God doesn't work like that. Because if
that's
works
true,
like that, at the end of the day, people are going to mock you for the God that you serve because he cannot supply, which is a false. Because the Bible says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. So if God is telling you, I'm not going to give you this suit today. I'm going to give you this suit in December, and you're fighting to get it. When you get it and it does not work the way it's supposed to work, then you cannot blame it on God, because God never meant for you to have it at that particular time. Everything has a season and a reason. So I think that's, this is where a lot of us as Christians mess up, because we think that God, who is supposed to give us whatever we ask any time, any day, any moment, any season, God is saying, no, I'm not going to give it to you now. I'm going to give it to you later, but not right now, because what I'm giving you right now is suitable for you right now. And what is meant for the future is for the future, because I know by then you'll be matured and good enough to be able to carry what it is that I'm going to give to you.
That's right. That is right. Amen to that. Well, that's just like some people can't be millionaires, because he knows that if they came to that type of status, they wouldn't even go to church no more. Every
no
time
more.
They look up
about
over in Hawaii and they traveling here and going there, there ain't no God in it. You know, so I agree with that. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that wholeheartedly, that a lot of things that he, if he feel like we're not ready for it, that don't mean we're not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in
mm-hmm.
its time. Everything is in time.
Yep.
Everything is in time. It's just like a baby being born. Yes, when he gets older, he'll be able to handle certain foods. But just because that child have a couple of teeth don't mean that he can, at 6 or 7, 8 months or whatever, that he can start eating on steak.
Come on.
You see what
on.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
But at some point, he'll come old enough to where he can handle that kind of food. But his system would reject that. He could choke to death and die. You
mm-hmm,
see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm saying that to say this. Some things we just can't handle right now. When we old enough, let's put it that way, when we mature enough mentally that God feel we can handle certain things, then he will do it. So we have to know that a lot of things come in time, and that don't mean that you're not going to receive all what God said, because I believe this firmly. When he said nothing comes out of his mouth. That comes out of his mouth will not return to him void. I always am a highly believer of that. If I never believe nothing else, I believe that when God says something, he mean that thing.
Yes, he is. Yes.
If somebody's saying that God said something and it don't happen when they say that God said, he is a liar. And the word of God speaks that in Deuteronomy. Look it up. You, my dad told me about that, and I was like, wow, for real, you know. And I read that in the Word, and I really believe that wholeheartedly, that if God say that this is your year and you going to Hawaii and you going here and you going there, if he told you that, then it's going to happen. You better rest assured it's going to happen. It don't matter if the storm comes and seem like things are blowing and seem like things looking negative. If he said that, it's still going to come to pass. But like,
you know,
like we said, it's a time for that.
I want to touch base with what the Spirit of the Lord is telling me now. There's somebody who is listening from outside country, and 2012 was the most horrible and worst year of your life, and you just scared of 2013 because you're trying to think back and rewind your mind back to 2012. But God said, I took you out of 2012. You got to be thankful first. Second, there is something greater that is about to come to you, and it is a reward for your steadfastness. And I'm talking to you directly because when I'm talking about downfall, when I'm talking about stuff, you've been through it. You know what it is to go through a great failure to a point where you never had nothing. Sometimes you went empty, just nothing. But God said, I want to restore what you've lost. Because, and I'm talking to a minister, you're a minister, and God said, I want to restore what you've lost, because it was through somebody you lost everything you had, and I want to restore what you lost, but I want you to be closer, much even closer to me than you were in 2012. There is something about sunshine that is coming your way. You know, whenever a great rain falls, after a great rain comes the rainbow, and the rainbow is a sign that it would never rain, that something has come on the sky, that the sky is now clear, and the rainbow has come with colors. God said, I'm about to add some colorful meaning into your life for what you went through in 2012. June, July, August was the worst of 2012 for you. And God said, I want to restore back what the devil has stole from you in your ministry, that you almost shut the doors of your ministry and walked away. And God said, I want to let you know that I was right there by your side. It was only but for a while. And whenever you go through fire, you come out stronger than before. And so this is what is about to happen to you. Whenever you go through a great tribulation, a great trial, you always come out stronger than ever before. I take pride in Michael Vick of the Eagles, NFL Eagles. Everybody, when Mike was going through the dog case, everybody said, oh, Mike would never get a chance to play anymore. Everybody said something. But look at Mike now. Mike got on Time Magazine, the first ever black player to be on Time Magazine. Mike got married, not just married, but stayed the first quarterback in Philadelphia history to be married and stayed married. Now Mike broke the record for the first and only quarterback in the Eagles history to be paid the highest, the first black player. So what am I saying? When God takes you great through fire, you come out with great power. You come out with great success. And I have no doubt in my mind that 2013 will come with something supernatural, something greater than 2012. Mm-hmm. But with that understanding, I'm going to hold on to God. I'm going to hold on to him like never before. I'm going to hold on to God like there's even no tomorrow. I'm going to hold on to God like I'm about to lose my mind, because I know something greater is coming my way. I was talking, I think, 2 days ago with Evangelist Tony, and I said, God said, there's a great revival coming to Detroit, and I'll receive it. I don't care if I have finances to go to Detroit or not. I know that if I tell God I'm going to go to Detroit for a great revival, God is going to open up the doors. And the people of Detroit, even though God knows that there is something around in Detroit, there are churches in Detroit, there is somebody in Detroit that God will use our message to bring back to him. And so I wish I can open my heart and you can see what's going on right now, because I can't wait to go to Detroit, because I know what
I'm
God
excited.
Is about to do. I'm excited about the move of God in this season. That's why I said it earlier. Lord, whatever you are doing in this season, here I am. Don't do it without
that's
me.
That's right. I know that's right. God, I'm excited too, about you coming in here in Detroit, because I'm going to tell you, Detroit needs definitely a revival. I'm telling
Amen.
You. And I'm talking about a true revival. We ain't talking about no revival of man. We talking about a
mm-hmm.
revival that's totally ran by God.
Hallelujah.
So many people want to have revivals,
Jesus.
But they're running it by flesh and not by the spirit of the Lord. And that's
Jesus.
Why a lot of people is just so crazy right now. You know, in the mind, and they running here, running there, like their head is cut off, because they are following after the flesh and not after the spirit.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I've always prayed, Lord, don't take your spirit away. I want to always be in your spirit. You know, I want to be in the knowledge of it. You know, I don't want to follow by what man is saying. I'm not saying that God don't use man, but you know what I'm saying. Somebody that's walking in themselves. I don't want to follow by that, but I want to follow. You know, the spirit of the Lord that's in someone is a good thing to say, you know, that you being led, you know, by the spirit of God and not by man. You know, I'm telling you, when you follow man, you might find yourself going over a cliff or falling into a dock somewhere. But when you follow after the spirit of God, I'm telling you, you will go places. And that's what I'm saying. I ain't trying to go to no dead end. But I want to go places, and I thank God I done hit my head enough in the past. And I'm telling you, it don't feel good either. You know, it's a headache that seems like it will not go. I'm talking about in the spirit, so to speak. It's a headache, a worry that seems like it just torments you. But when you really follow after the spirit of God and say, Lord, I want to hear what you are saying. I want to see what you want me to see. And when we walk into that, I'm telling you, it's just awesome. So I am glad about this January the 1st. I'm telling you, this feels more powerful on this day than I've ever felt throughout my life on this earth. I'm telling you, it's just I don't know if anybody else can feel it, but I'm telling you, it's such a, oh, my God, it's almost like, oh, wow. I can't even describe. Only God knows what I'm talking about, but it goes beyond a billionaire status.
Hallelujah.
It just feels like I'm surrounded by all the gold. That's how
feel.
And that I can pick what I want and I can have it. My God, I'm telling you, I thank him for that. I really praise him for that. And like I said, God is just awesome, brother. And I thank God for you and the divine connections. You know, God is really connecting his people around the world.
Yes, he is.
I mean,
yes, he is.
He is connecting his people. It's like it's happening overnight. You can go to bed and wake up and boom, here go a sister, here go a brother that he will put in your path and you don't even know why. You don't even know what happened. But God has a reason. And I thank him for that. That's why I tell people we are brothers and sisters. We have the same father and we got that same blood. My Lord, I'm telling you, the DNA is the same. And if you have the DNA of Christ, then we are family. Now, if you ain't walking in that DNA, then we ain't no family.
Yes, it is. You know, I love that great man of God that spoke earlier on your broadcast before the second one. The man said something, and I'm going to run with that word. He said, "It is walking for my good. It is working for my good. I don't care what it is, any failures in my life, it is working for my good. Every obstacle in my life, they are all working for my good. There is nothing that God has blessed before me for this new year. I will run and get it. But whatever it is, all the obstacles, failures, ups and downs, hell and high water, they are all going to work for my good. And see, I wrote that word down on my iPad this morning. And I said, what a word. What a word.
Yes,
it
is
working for my good. That word, I mean, it stirred me up. I've been on a fast for him this morning, crying before God, because that's how I do every first of the year. And that word there, I said, God, you know what? That's just a stamp on my free letter. I post that. I post that. That's all I have to run with. 2013, it is working for my good.
Mm. And you know what, man of God, I hope that you can call in tomorrow to listen to some more of that, because like I said,
that was
just a little touch of it. He wasn't even finished. So what I was going to do tomorrow evening, I was going to come back on and replay that message, because it's like 30 minutes long, and we only heard like maybe 17, maybe 16 minutes of it. But tomorrow, I said what I wanted to do was play that message, because God, I'm telling you, it was something how I came across that, because I was telling my cousin, a prophetess bird, that I was on the YouTube, and I was just scoping around. You know, I couldn't sleep. I was up at 4 o'clock that morning, and I was just on there just listening to different, you know, services and stuff. Because sometimes, I do that. You know, I go on, and I just want to just listen to people praying and preaching, you know. And I do know of Dr. Willie James Campbell. He's not, that's not my first time hearing his messages, because I listen to him all the time. You know, he comes on TV. He's on the YouTube. A lot of his ministries and stuff is on YouTube. All you have to do is just type in Dr. Willie James Campbell, and you will hear the prayers. You will see a lot of them services and revivals that he's in. And I'm telling you, it's just powerful. But I just happened to, was going around, and I came up on that message. It's working out for your good. So I began to listen to it, and I mean, when I heard it, I immediately downloaded it into the radio system. And then he has another message that we will hear tomorrow called, what's the name of that message? It's called Keep the Glory, Part 1 and 2. If you think, man of God, that it's working out for your good was powerful, wait till you hear Keep the Glory. That's why I said tomorrow evening, we're not going to do no music. Ain't going to be none of that music. The only music you're going to hear is the intro. Right after that, I'm just going to let loose where the people can call in and be blessed by these messages. I told my cousin, I said, that message that he did call is working out for my good. He did that in October. Can you believe that? And that message sounded like it was something that was right for the new year, didn't it? I'm telling you, it sounded like it's like he preached it right for the first of this year. That's what it sounded like. You couldn't even tell. And I said, that message wasn't just for then. That message is for now and the days to come, because it's forever working out for our
My Lord. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that was a powerful message. And when I looked at that, and then I began to listen to Keep the Glory, Part 1 and 2, I can't wait to let loose on that tomorrow, to let y'all hear clippings of that message. I was so encouraged. And then I was saying today what I could do when we get through here, man of God. Hopefully you could still hang on there for the next few minutes. I wanted to kind of let loose the prayers that he was praying. Oh, my God, he prayed some prayers. I'm telling you, it was so powerful. And you know what I love about this platform? Because God let me know this. He said this platform is not just for you.
Come on.
He gave me this 7 years ago. This platform is not just for you.
My
Lord. But this platform is for my people to be heard around the world. So a lot of people always say, you know, it's good when we can hear other men and women of God on your program, because that's what I do. I do that. Yeah. You just don't hear me on here going at it. But I have callers call in. Like I said, ministers call in from around the world, share word. I take clippings from some of the pastors on the YouTube. I go down on the websites and I download and I get an ear to hear a word that I feel that I know will bless the people of God, something that will encourage. And when I download, and it never fails, every time I do that, I'm talking about it be hosts of people that will leave messages and say, I tuned into your program and I heard the man of God, or I heard a woman of God, they was praying and it blessed my household, it blessed me. And you know, that just do my soul good to know that, Lord, I can be open enough. Because you got a lot of people now, and I know you are witness, a lot of people on radio stations and different stuff like that is all for themselves. They are the only one want to be the voice heard.
Want to be heard,
they want it for themselves. They're not trying to connect. They're not trying to get nobody else heard, but it's all about them. And it's not about us. It really not. You know, I don't mind opening up the platform and say, come on, Minister Isaiah, speak a word tonight, or be a part of the revival. I can sit back
but let others be heard. I don't mind doing that sometimes. There's some nights that I may be tired, but I still come on and play clippings of different preachers preaching and praying. Why? Because somebody out there need to hear something. Somebody need to be blessed by a prayer. I don't have to always open up my mouth saying something, but I can let somebody else loose. Let them loose and let them say something where people can be blessed, because we all serve Almighty God. And if we say that we have the hope of glory in us, then we have that word in us that carries. I'm not the only person that can speak a word and pray and people be blessed. But Minister Isaiah, you can speak a word and pray and somebody be blessed. Somebody else can speak something. So we family in this. And it's just not just my program, but it's all of our session. We are all in this together. And Jesus Christ is the head of this. He's the head. And I thank him for what a platform. I never, you know, people ask me, men of God, all the time, how did you come into the radio? I said, I'm going to be honest with you. God called me to this because this ain't me. I never wanted to do no radio. I'm telling you, it started some years back. A friend of mine, I was sitting down, and I think it was coming up on a holiday, and we had our little sparkling juice, and you know sparkling juice don't have no alcohol in it. So we sitting back, and we just drinking on this sparkling juice and eating yogurt and just catching up. And, you know, she looked at me and laughed. And she said, oh, girl, and I was playing music, too, because I love music. You know, when I was out there in the world, that's what I did. We party. I was the one in charge of the music. And so I sat down, and we had music going. And she said, girl, if you could see what I see. And she just laughing. And I'm like, what, what? And she said, girl, I see you on radio. That's what she told me. She said, I see you on radio, and I see you ministering before the nations and thousands of people. And she said, and also I hear you playing the music.
Wow.
And I looked at that bottle. I said, it says non-alcohol. I said, but sister, you must be sipping on something else, because that ain't happening. You know, me on radio, I didn't know nothing about no radio. I really didn't. Never had a desire for that. My desire was to travel around the world and just, you know, sing on stage, and that's what I thought I was going to do. And she told me that. She said, I see you on the radio. It's clear as day. She said, I see you on there. And I'm going to tell you, to make the long story short, I want to say a few days after that, I ran into someone, and I wanted to bless them with a CD of music. And they looked at me and said, have you ever been on radio? Have you ever thought about radio? And I looked at them, and I said, oh, no, I don't want to hear that. You know, I just heard this the other day about radio, and they said, I have someone down at the radio, and I want you to call this number because you need to be heard on radio. You have such a spirit about yourself. That's what they said that would draw people. You know, you need to get on radio. And I looked at that number, and I laughed about it, but I kept it. And my aunt told me, you just go ahead and call. It don't hurt just to see what they're saying. And when I called in, you know, they gave me a price that I could not refuse. And even that, I was trying to walk away from that. And do you know, at that time, the head manager called me up and he said, we need you here. I don't know what it is, but it's something about you. You need to be here. And when I said, I'm going to try this out, and that's how I got the name, Angels of Melody. God gave me that. I sat down and I said, Lord, what do I call? I've never done nothing like this. What do I call this? And he spoke it clear as day. Angels of Melody. That's what he gave me, the name of that. And I thought, oh, my God, you know. And I went down there, got on air, and them people could not believe it was my first time. They looked at me and said, you sound so seasoned. And I said, it ain't me, it's God. So I'm saying that to say this. You know when God call you for something, because when he call you, he qualify you. And I was qualified and didn't even know it, didn't even want to do this. And even to the day, I'm still walking in this, and I still don't know the half and what the outcome is going to be. I really don't. It's been many times, men of God, that I felt like just walking away, like you said, you just feel like running. And I felt like saying, God, I'm tired of this. I'm tired. Why I got to do this? Every time I look up, I got to go on radio. I'm doing this, doing that. And he let me know that this is what he called me to, you know. And it's not going to be always, because I know that I'm going to be doing other things in the Lord. But right now, this is a setup. I don't know, men of God, what setup is for, but I know it's connecting us all. and is getting us ready, not just me, but you, Minister Isaiah, and all the people that's listening in around the world, all the artists' music that's being heard. He's getting us ready for something great that we can look back and say, look at the foundation where it came from. I met him through this station. Well, I met him through that ministry. I met him. It's something that God is, and he's steady yet connecting us with others. It's a huge thing that's going to happen before we leave this earth. I do know that. It's a huge thing that God is going to do. And can't no man take credit. We all going to say God did this. I'm telling you, I just bless God.
You know, Evangelist, I'm not saying this because I happen to be on your radio show, but I want to say this to every listener, and you might be surprised by me saying this. There are more than 10 people right now on this phone line through your radio show that I just, matter of fact, I'm receiving emails from my Facebook page about people saying I'm getting blessed over your radio. I'm listening to you right now. See, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Whatever God calls, He supports.
That's right.
It doesn't matter how long it would take for the vision to come, like I said earlier. But if God has said that you will be on the radio, sister, you better believe it. I don't care how much years it's going to take, and I don't care how much time you run away from it, but it will surely come to pass. Now, you got to understand, I'm not saying because you're on the radio, but I'm speaking to all the listeners who are listening to me. I don't care where you're calling from, and I don't hear where you're listening to over the internet, whatever it is. You are doing a great job for the kingdom of God. It might not look like it. It might not sound like it. It might not be days where you really want to come up on this radio show and just talk, because being on the radio is not easy. I know what it is.
No, it's not.
I've been to a lot of radio interviews, and I see what these people go through. You got to get everything ready. You got to send out emails. You got to do – and I understand that.
Yes.
And for you being committed, this long, it's got to be a sign that something greater is coming your way. And I want to speak to everybody. This is not something that is planned. She did not tell me to do this. She did not tell me to say this. This is me. Minister Isaiah, saying this to every listener on this radio show. Please, as much as you can support this great woman of God, do it. If you have to email her to get her address, to send donations to her, to bless her so she can keep this radio going. This is something that has been blessing thousands of people, and I know what I'm talking about. People are listening outside of America, not just in America, outside of America. And you just cannot sit down and be a blessing or be listening to the word that is coming out of her mouth, or what God is using her to speak to you, or like the sermon that I was listening to earlier this morning, that was a word all by itself. These things are not just free of charge. They cost. Money goes out to it. And so if you can give out $1, $5, $10, $20, whatever God lays in your heart. You see, for you to experience a great blessing, you have to be a blesser. First, you have to bless somebody first, and then God blesses you back. And so you have to understand, I believe in so much of giving. I believe in sowing seeds, because I know when I sow seed, my children will benefit from those seeds. And so wherever you are, wherever you're listening, please get on Facebook, get on Twitter, get on email. Email Evangelist Turner, say, how can I help? What can I donate? Where can I send my donation? And I know without a doubt she will give an address, please, whatever you, $10 or something, $20 or something, $50 or something, $50 or something, just to help keep the word of God on the air. Because as much as we are fighting to keep the word on air, the devil is also fighting to disconnect it out. So you got to believe that.
Yeah.
That's something that is done in a daily basis. It is constantly around. I love what you say. And one of the my best friends just posted it on Facebook. He said a part time Christian cannot defeat a full time devil. I love that word so much. I love that word.
Yes, that's right.
You know. So in as much as we try to keep this radio show going every day, it will be through your support. Don't get it twisted. money cannot answer everything, but money can answer something. And so as you keep the word of God going, in as much as she gets on this radio show every day and speak the word of God, God would use that to bless you. So do it and believe in God. As beginning of the year, this is what I sowed into the ministry of radio. This is what I sowed into the ministry of Evangelist Tonya, and I expect God to bless me. I'm going to do it myself. Don't get it twisted. And I don't expect it to be announced, but she will tell you that I'm going to do it. I'm going to get an address, and I'm going to send my donation to keep the word of God on air going. And I believe that as much as you listen and be a blessing, that you too will do the same. She is on Facebook. I know one of our pages all out because it's about over 5,000 people on there. But you can get on Tonya Angels of Melody page 2. You will find her. Tonya Angels of Melody page 2. The term is Tonya. Angels of Melody is one word. Angels of Melody is one word. And then you have page 2. BAGETWO. You'll find her there. Click her, like her page, become her friend, ask her, what can I do to help? Send your donation there. And God would use that for the beginning of the year to increase you and to bless you.
I'm telling you, man of God, that's, you know, this is something, you know, it amazes me every time, as you were saying about people listening in, you know, outside America. Do you know I've been getting people on Twitter that has left messages saying they were listening in from Afghanistan, they were listening in Russia, people listening in Croatia, they're listening in Serbia, in Brazil, in Mexico, and it just be like, wow, are you serious, God? What? You know, I'm serious. Who you least expect have left messages saying I was listening in, and I'm telling you, the word that I heard, the music, you know, that I heard, it's just, you know, and I'm telling you, it was something because I'm normally on radio 6 days a week, 2 times a day, and I mean it was a time that I just got so tired. I said, God, you know, this here. I've tried to walk away so many times. And do you know the times that I've tried to walk away, God will give me a song.
My Lord.
It was a song that got birthed out. Every time I was laying that bed and I would cry and say, God, this is it. I'm done. I'm through. I just can't do it. I'm tired. I'm tired of doing this. You know, it's just, you know, I love what I do, but it's tiring. And I would just lay there and just complain and complain. And, you know, God will rebuke me. Seriously, every time he will rebuke me, and he let me know one last year, and it's still the word for this year. When I laid in my bed, he let me know tears were just coming down, and it was just like, as soon as I said I was tired, you would have thought someone just walked in the room, I'm talking about physically, and just was speaking, and wasn't nobody standing there. And he told me, he said, praise me for the now. No matter what you're going through. I mean, he spoke it to me just like that. He said, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, you praise me for the now. He said, and then you praise me for the next, because I'm doing something in the next hour. I'm doing something in the next second. I'm doing something next month. I'm constantly doing something. He said, and then you praise me for the finish, because it is already written that all is well. And my God, when he told me that, I began to lay there, and I just looked up to the ceiling and I just shut my mouth. Do you hear me? I couldn't say another word. And I just, he told me, he said, you will not walk away. You will keep on till I tell you to bring it to an end. He told me that. He said, but to have wisdom in the rest, because I wasn't resting right. And my body was falling down. Different stuff was happening. I was having surgeries. Remember, I was saying that different things was happening. And God will give me when to rest, when to do this and when to do that. Who to put on and who not to do. And there's been times that I've tried to do this thing, and God has said, no, rest, but not give up. You rest, but you're not going to give up on this. And he told me, he said, the way the blessing is going to come, it's going to surprise you. It's not going to come how you think it is, but it's going to come another way. And he said, and when it comes, not only me, but people are going to say, I know that was God, because a lot of people close to me know that I really went through. Seriously, I really have been going through. And I've always felt like just giving up on that radio. I just kept saying, my God, I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired of going through, you know. But I had to look at it. Even now,
that the more you push, I want somebody to listen to this that's going through whatever you may be going through. When you push through it, your deliverance comes. It's just like a woman having a baby. She goes through for 9 months. But at the end, when she pushed, the relief is there. Deliverance is there. The baby is out. And I stand here now, seriously, for 2013 to say I will never say it again. Man of God, I will never say that again. Lord, I'm tired of doing this. I just want to quit. I said, I could never say that. I had to ask God to forgive me. I said, who am I to say this when you called me to this? If you called me to this, then I know you're going to take care of it. My God, if I'm going through something, you more than able and you will see me through it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After he will see me through it. And I praise God that souls are being set free. Even now, somebody is getting a breakthrough right now.
Yes,
somebody
Lord.
Is
That's
being
Lord.
Renewed right
yes,
now.
Lord.
I'm telling you, somebody is being healed. Spiritually and naturally, somebody is being healed right now. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I just feel like there's a breaking and there's something that is happening. Even right now, as me and the man of God has been speaking on here, somebody is being encouraged. Somebody is being set free. I'm telling you. And I just want to let y'all know, the same word that God said to me, I'm saying it to you. Praise him for the now. That word will never get old. That word would never die. I'm telling you, we got to always praise him for what he's doing now. No matter what the situation looks like, no matter what we may go through, he said, praise him for the now and praise him for the next because he is doing something next.
Yes,
and praise him that it is finished because it's already written and it is well. In Jesus' name, it is well.
Amen.
And I thank God. I thank God. For what he is doing in our lives. And I'm looking, I know testimonies going to come forth. I'm telling you, I know testimonies is going to come forth on how God is just moving. I'm telling you, brother, when I got on these airwaves this morning, I felt something snap in me that I've never felt before in my life. I'm serious. It just broke me down to crying. I just couldn't help but just be a crybaby this morning on the airwaves. Why was I crying? It was tears of joy, not tears of sorrow. But I was crying tears of joy knowing that God loves us so much that he is saying for us to just keep looking up to the hills, which cometh our help cometh from the Lord, to know that through it all, we got to learn to trust in him. And trust and live by his word. That is the truth. So I just thank God. Man of God, would you like to say something before I'm going to go ahead and play this prayer? Because I know we got some people listening in all over, and I know that when they listen to this prayer, it's going to bless them dearly. I'm telling you, what a way to end off. We got 27 minutes, and I think this prayer that this man of God is doing is like, I want to say 20-something minutes, but it's a powerful prayer of 20-something minutes. He not slacking up either. I mean, he going in, and it's just powerful. It blessed me so much when I looked at it on YouTube. I mean, I cried constantly, brother. I was shaking, my hands was going up, and I mean, I was receiving that prayer that he had prayed. So is there anything else, man of God? And I know this is not going to be the last time of you being on because you're going to be on here a lot more. You know, I thank God for that, and I just thank God that, you know, we are family. I thank God for connecting me with you. It's a wonderful thing that he has done, and I know that we are going to see face-to-face, and I know one day I'm going to get there in Texas to see the rodeo. I had to throw that in, y'all. I am a sister that loves the rodeo. I'm telling you, I said, oh, I got to pass somebody in Texas so I can go and see it live.
You know,
I had to say something to have a laugh,
before we get into the prayer, I just want to encourage somebody out there who might be listening today. It is not by accident that you happened to come up here today, but God has ordained today being the first day of the year and the first day of the month that you be up here to get this message, and not just this message only, but to get a word of encouragement for us to pour water on your back and dress your wounds and send you back on the road, that you will get there regardless of how hard it is or what you might be going through. Don't give up. Don't give up. Evangelist Tony just said it. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your goals. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care what people will say. I don't care what you'll be going through. I don't care whatever obstacle will stand on your way. Just don't give up. That's what the devil wants you to do. But I want to prophesy to your life that you will have strength like an eagle.
Yes.
And don't you ever give up. And one more thing, we have, I have a prayer line that I have every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Houston time, and I believe it's 10 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're in the New York, Detroit, whatever East area, it's going to be 10 p.m. your time. And you are welcome to join that prayer line. It is one of the evangelists, when I tell you prayer lines, that thousands of packs on that prayer line, you would never believe it. And by the time we say we open it at 9 o'clock, it is, we already have almost 30-some people just waiting for me to come on. And God has been doing tremendous things on that prayer line. And the number to the prayer line is 213-417-9250. Again,
9250?
Yes, the number is 213-417-9250. 213-417-9250. And the PIN number is 469-657 pound. 469-657 pound. Again, the toll free number is 213-417-9250. The PIN number is 469-657 pound. We come on every Wednesday, 9 p.m. at our time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please feel free to join a prayer request. We are on Twitter and Facebook. If you go on Facebook, you will find me, Minister Isaiah Desenia, D-E-S-R. You'll find me. If you go on Twitter, you'll find me, Minister E.T. Isaiah. Anywhere you'll find me. And please, let us connect, because 2013 got something greater for us. And don't forget what I said. Help support the ministry of Evangelist Tonya, and God will multiply you in a way that you would never believe it. Thank you once again for all of you who have listened today. And I pray that God will bless you abundantly. And as you begin this new year, new things will come your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know what? That prayer line, that sounds good. I will be calling in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When I do the evening program tomorrow, that's going to be at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we will have enough time to listen to the man of God, the preaching on tomorrow evening, and still have time to rest a little bit and be able to call in on that prayer line. So you definitely, brother, can count me in on that one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you.
And you
so
said
much.
That's 10 p.m. Eastern, right?
Yeah, it will be 10 p.m.
I'm
your
Eastern
time.
Time.
Yeah,
okay,
10
p.m.
your time.
Time.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I made sure I made note of that. So, and you know what? Share that on my page, too, so the people
can
see that. Yeah,
okay.
You share that, and what I can do is repost that, because as I stated earlier, it is praying time, and we need prayer. We ain't that anointed that we don't need prayer. If somebody say that, something wrong with them, because I don't feel I'm that anointed, that I cannot be part of a prayer or receive prayer. We always have to pray. We have to pray. And so we just thank God. So, Minister Isaiah, I'm telling you, I thank God for you. And I thank God for you calling in on today and just being a part, you know, of his ministry by bringing that powerful word from the Lord and praying and just sharing word, you know, with me together, us talking together. I know somebody out there has been blessed. I know they have.
Yes.
And what I'm going to do, man of God, what I wanted to tell you, too, is that link that's on your page, you know, you can you can keep resharing that as many times you want. The program will never be erased. You can go on there next year around this time and still hear the same program. So you can reshare it. You can also download it. People that sees your links, those that's listening in, these links, you can download them. You know, you can download them and keep listening to it. So we thank God So I look forward to you, brother, being on. I'm talking about again, maybe, you know, this week. So, you know, it's still
no
early
problem.
In the week. Maybe this week sometime we come back on, we'll talk about it. And but I just want to say blessings of overflow to you, brother, and everybody that's listening in. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold, brother, and I'm going to go ahead and play this powerful prayer of Dr. Willie James Campbell. And right after that, I will click you back on, man of God, to close us out in the closing prayer off this airway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, y'all. So what we're going to do now, I'm going to go into the prayer of Dr. Willie James Campbell. And right after this prayer, you will hear the closing prayer of our brother, Minister Isaiah. So right now, here is the prayer of Dr. Willie. I'm telling you, when you hear this prayer, it is going to bless you. Here we go.
God of heaven, once again, I stand this day in the midst of this thy people, in the presence of thy spirit. There are mountains that need moving, valleys that need raising, problems that need solving, burdens that need lifting, sickness that need healing. God, I pray now for a move of your spirit to bind and rebuke the adversary, the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, that thief that comes to steal the joy of your people, to take away our faith in you. But today, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. We stand today as empty pitchers before a full fountain. Our cry and our prayer to God on this day is not for fame, fortune, or riches, but we stand today asking you to move by the power of your spirit. Bind the enemy that comes to invade the mind, that causes stress and depression, the demon of depression that's moving in the minds of folk until they're losing it and don't know which way to turn. The medicine is not curing it. The demonic attack is so intense until it's throwing off off balance. We don't know what to do, don't know how to do what we know we should do, and end up doing everything we got no business doing. We're moving into areas that we're unfamiliar territory, and the demonic forces are waiting to pull your people down from their place in you. But today we know you are able. The question comes in the midst of this situation. The question comes in the midst of our society. The question comes in the midst of churches and ministries everywhere. The question comes when people are perplexed with problems and situations. The custom and the thing that happens to us seems to throw us backwards. And the question is there anything too hard for the Lord to do? But your word said there's nothing too hard for you. And God, today, I'm sorry that we have to take up time like this, but I'm just sick and tired of the enemy that keeps taking the joy from your people, and demons that keep moving into families and homes, and demons that taking over our schools and disrupting our ministry. And today I take authority over every demonic force, every demon that invades the home life, that causes separation, divorce, and child molestation. I come against every demon that's moving in the atmosphere, every demon that's moving in the homes, in the schools. I bind and rebuke you right now by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. Devil, you're a lying wonder. You're a deceiving spirit. You think you got it all under control. You think you can do what you want to us and you can make us act any kind of way. But today I want to set notice on you. Your time is almost up. For the Bible lets us know where there's two or three that's gathered together in the name of the Lord, that the Lord would be there. And today there's more than two or three of us. There's a bunch of us that know we need God. We're standing on the perimeter. Then the enemy is about to push us over the edge. You talk to people who are perplexed in their mind. They're on the verge of a nervous breakdown. They're under so much pressure till they don't know what to do. They've gone to the psychiatrist and the psychologist, and they prescribe medicine that don't cure the problem, but only pacified. And God, we don't need pacifying. We need deliverance. We need healing. We need you to move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. I know the devil don't like us, but the feeling is mutual, because we don't like the devil either. We don't like the demons that he's dispersed into the atmosphere, into our schools, and into our young people. There's a cry, God, that's coming from between the altar and the porch. There are some believers that's crying out to you, that's asking you to help right now. And it seems that our prayers are being blocked, and our minds are becoming frustrated. And in the spirit of frustration, we become so frustrated until we give up on praying. And when we give up on praying, it messes up our faith. And we get to the place that we don't believe that you're going to move. And we get to the place that we just believe that the devil is going to handle it all and make us go over the edge and call us to lose everything. But today the devil is alive. If the devil was going to run this thing, he never should have let us pray today. For your word said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And God, we're waiting on you. We've been praying and crying. We've been moaning and groaning. We've been perplexed and in trouble. And every time we turn around, there's a new demonic attack. But God, you told us in your word when you spoke to us to put on the whole armor, have the breastplate of righteousness, put on the helmet of salvation, have the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I can't leave my feet out, for my feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And God, we need a touch from you. We are so sick and tired, tired and sick of the devil doing what he wants to do, messing with our sleep, messing with our rest, giving us all kinds of sickness, giving us strokes and heart attacks. And God, we know you're able. Our trust is in you. Our dependency is not on drugs, it's not on alcohol, but our dependency is on the word of God. For God, your word said that you sent your word to heal us. That's what your word said. And God, we believe you. Touch right now. Say that the Lord rebuke you. Say that I want you to know that the blood yet prevails. That the blood yet prevails. The blood still heals. The blood yet delivers. The blood yet makes a way. There's no stroke that can stand against the blood. There's no heart attack that can stand against the blood. In the name of Jesus, God, move right now. We're waiting on you. We're the sheep of your pasture. We're so tired of the devil doing what he wants to do, messing up our worship, messing up our service. We come to church for a breakthrough. We come to church for a hearing. We come to church for a healing. But before we can get in the door, the devil already attacked. He attacked somebody this morning. He attacked somebody last night and made them feel frustrated and ready to throw in the towel. But the devil is alive. Woman, I come to you right now. Then get up and be healed. Man, your drug addiction, I come against the demon of drugs. I tell that demon to let you go. Man, you're going to be delivered. Woman, you're going to be delivered. Young man, you're going to be delivered. The power of God is real today. The power of God, it still works today. The power of God, it still works miracles. There is no demon that can stand against the power. You're a believer. Stop being a spiritual pushover. Get up and stand your ground. You will not stress me. You will not depress me. You will not make me sick. You will not do what you want to do. I'm stepping out of this thing. I'm coming out with my hands up. I'm coming out to give God glory. I'm coming out to give God praise. Say that the Lord rebuke you. Every demon, I'm all of a sudden on this on you. I command you, drop your weapons and flee. Get out of that home. Get out of that school. Get out right now. Get out of that young woman. Get out of that young man. Spirit of homosexuality, I come against you now. I bind you and rebuke you. Spirit of lesbianism, I come against you right now. Let that young woman go. Let that young man go. I'm speaking to your spirit. I command deliverance to come right now. I command the healing to come right now. That demonic spirit of HIV, demonic spirit of AIDS in the body, I arrest you now. I arrest you by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. If you can have it, my God can heal it. There's no king that God can't heal. There's no sickness that he cannot deliver from. There is no burden that he cannot lift. There is no problem that he cannot solve. In the name of Jesus, I come against AIDS. In the name of Jesus, I come against HIV.
Satan, I command you, in the name of Jesus, drop your weapon. Your weapon.
Drop your weapon. Your weapon of strength. Drop it now. Drop it now. Drop it now. Get out of here. Get out of that home. Get out of that place. Get out right now. The blood is against you. The blood is against you. The blood is against you. Get cut off our shot.
Father in heaven, I thank you for the message. And through the preaching of the gospel, Samaria was brought to her knees. Unclean spirits came leaping. The people were bewitched by a sorcerer. And Jesus, there's some powers that need to be broken. That hold is too strong on certain individuals' lives. And in the name of Jesus, I come against strongholds. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I curse your power. I renounce you. I come against unclean spirits. I curse your power in the name that is above every name. Oh, devil, you going. You going. I command you, get out of here in Jesus' name. You turn God's property loose. The blood is over this place. The blood is at this altar. The conquering blood of the Son of God denounce you in Jesus' name. And I command these weird forces. I command these weird dreams. I command it to be Osha. I command these weird moves to be broken. Jesus' name. I command every spell that the devil have tried to cast to be broken. Devil, in the name of Jesus, I break your spell by the power of the spoken word and the authority that is invested in me. I break this spell in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. His name is too powerful for you to stand under. I put the blood on every home that's represented here. Devil, the blood is over the door. You heard what I said. The devil, the blood is over the door. Loose your hold. He called over Behosha. Ho! Command you with your stuff, with your goofy dust. Command you with your slick oil, with your Cleopatra oil, with your come to me oil, with your Jinkish oil, with your John the Conqueror. I curse, my God, your candles and your EBO shop burners and your incense boilers. I rebuke you. And I come against every stronghold, everything that's in every house here. That don't represent you, that represent any old God. Well, there's a God on the other side of the world. God, make us conscious of it, that we can get it out of our house, that our house can be a house of prayer, that it can be a house of visitation. My God, a quiet and peaceful life. I curse strongholds in every home that's represented here. And I curse everyone that would be trying to send stuff. Amen. God, return it to sender. Return it to sender. Turn it back to them. Let the yoke be broken. Let the power of the wicked one be broken. In Jesus' name, every stronghold, I command it to be broken. Devil, I'm not asking you. You heard what I said. I stand against you. You lying deceiver. You snake in the grass. You enemy of righteousness. The blood. The blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the conquering blood of the Son of God is against you. I break the hope. I renounce depression. We renounce depression. We renounce strongholds. We renounce witchcraft. We renounce the power of darkness. We renounce the mediums, the occult. We denounce every god that may be in the know about. Lead us to it, that we can get rid of it for your glory. Don't let the devil have nothing to work on. I renounce spirits in my children, in my home. Cover my house with the blood. Every window, every door, from porch to ceiling to roof to basement, the garage, in my car, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the evil one. I renounce his hold. Devil, the blood is against you, the conquering blood. For this is my day to conquer and to overcome every one of these things. I refuse to let you depress me. I refuse to keep me perplexed. I refuse to let you have a field day in my house, in my car, in my body, in my bedroom. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Satan, I command you, leave my house, leave my bedroom, leave my marriage, in Jesus' name, leave my family. The blood is over the door, the blood is over my soul, the blood is over my house. I renounce you in Jesus' name. Now set yourself free and go to praising God.
My God, that was powerful. I'm telling y'all, we clicking back on Minister Isaiah for him to have the last prayer. I'm telling you, brother, was that powerful or not?
Oh yes, oh yes. That was powerful, inspiring too. Very powerful.
Yes, it was. I'm telling you, I was blessed. Now, I'm telling those that's listening in, if they wasn't blessed by that, I don't know what else to say. But it was a powerful prayer. And like I said, I just look forward to tomorrow being back on again. Tomorrow evening, the links will be posted up. And we hear that great message I was talking about, Keep the Glory, Part 1 and 2. And I'm telling you, it's just going to be awesome. So, and after that, in ending, brother, I'm going to let you end it off with whatever, you would like to say, and then just close us out in the prayer.
It is very important and imperative that we understand that every beginning of everything, we have to hand it over to God. And I want to urge you listeners today, wherever you are, that as we begin 2013, that we have to leave it into the hands of God. And whatever we leave into the hands of God, He is careful and willing and ready to take care of whatever we give to Him, be it a job, be it a house, be it a husband, be it a wife, a child, a daughter, a son, whatever it is that you might have a problem with, or you might be thinking how you're going to do it. If only you could leave it into the hands of God, He would take care of it. That health problem is not too difficult for God. It is not even, it's nothing before God. That financial issues that you have is not a problem before God. That child that is not acting right is not a problem before God. But you got to commit all those things into the hands of God, and He will take care of it. I want to pray today. And most importantly, I want to thank God for ushering us into a new year. Some of us did not even dream of seeing 2013 because of the stuff that we went through. But it's by God's grace that you have seen today. And we believe that He who has started a good work with us will also take us to the end of the year. Father, in the name of Jesus today, I come before you as humble as I know how. I don't need the glory. I don't even want to talk about the glory. But I give you all the glory for all that you've done for us, for all ups and downs, for the failures in our life, for the successes in our life, for the tribulations, the obstacles, the chaos in our life. We thank you for what you did in 2012 for us, for what you did not do in 2012. We're still thankful. We are grateful for what you did. And we magnify your name today. We worship you. We bless your name. I thank you for this woman of God, for the radio that you've given her to be a platform of message to thousands out there. I thank you for the lives that you've touched. I thank you too for all the listeners who are listening today. Now, Lord God, I bring 2013 before your presence. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what the next hour holds. I don't even know what January holds. I don't know what February holds. I don't even know what December would say. But I believe in the God that I serve. I believe in you. I know that you are the God that can see everything, that can do anything but fail. You say, commit your ways unto me, and I will make it come to pass. And today I commit every individual, every Christian, every believer, everyone that calls upon your name in all the four corners of the earth, from the north, south, east, and west, Asia, Europe, Africa, Australia, North America, South America, I commit everyone into your hands. I pray that the hands that kept us from 2012, let that same hands keep us in 2013. Don't let anything happen to us as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I believe in my heart that you will be there for us. You will be there by us. You will be around us. You will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We will be the head and not the tail. We will be above and not beneath. Whatever thing that should come after us, whatever obstacle that will stand before us, that you will destroy them, you will take them away, and you will give us a straight path. We commit our way into your hands. We commit our families into your hands. We commit our finances into your hands. We commit our health into your hands. We commit our husbands, our wives, our children, our nephews, our in-laws and outlaws, and our neighbors, everything that is called after us, that is named after us, we commit them into your hands. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us each and every one of us each day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing to that woman. I speak healing into that man's life. I speak breakthrough into that child. I speak knowledge into that wife. I speak knowledge into that husband. I pray that marriage that is about to fall apart, that you will put it back together. Let there be harmony in our family. Let there be joy in our homes. Let there be peace in our household. Everything that the devil is fighting to destroy, Father, in the name of Jesus, I uproot the hands of the devil out of our family. I take the hands of the devil out of our homes. Devil, you have no portion in our family. You have no say in our family. You have no place in our homes. Our homes belong to God. We dedicate our family to God. We dedicate our marriages to God. We dedicate our finances to God. We dedicate our schools to God. Lead us, O God, in 2013, from the White House to the nations of the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless our president. Bless our Congress. Bless our Senate. Bless our lawmen. Bless our lawwomen. Bless everybody that is serving under the authority and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Bless our churches. Bless our pastors, our bishops, our popes, our evangelists. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I commit everybody into your hands. 2013 shall be a good year. There shall be no more sorrow in our life. There shall be no more cry in our life. There shall be no more tears in our life. If there will be a tear, it shall be a tear of joy. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing into our life. I speak healing to the finances. I speak healing into that health. I speak healing into that brother. I speak healing into that sister. The son that is walked out of crack, that is on the streets worrying and looking for help, I pray that God will reveal himself to him in the name of Jesus. That daughter that does not listen to her mother, that cannot listen to her father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will reveal yourself to that child. You will reveal yourself to that wife. You will reveal yourself to that husband. Everything that looks impossible, I pray in the name of Jesus today that it will become possible. It will become possible. They will break every down. They will set every record straight. Whatever it is that you could not do in 2012, I decree and I declare today, I stand upon the promise of God today, that you will do it in the name of Jesus. You will excel in the name of Jesus. You will be highly lifted in the name of Jesus. Your name will be heard for good in the name of Jesus. Whatever was hard for you in 2012,
2013, God will make it easy for you. Doors shall begin to open on your behalf. I pray for that child that's about to commit suicide, that you will not take your own life, but you will live to see what God will do in your life. I pray for every string of fear upon your life. I pray today that there will not even a time come again that you will have a spirit of fear, for God is with you. I pray God will bless you. I pray God will increase you. I pray he will lift you up. Every broken heart, every problem in the spine, every headache, eye problem, every nose problem, every surgery, every problem in your health, I pray today that you begin to receive a sound health. You begin to receive 100% sound health in your life right now. I speak healing into your life. I speak breakthrough into your life. Manifestation of God shall be seen upon you. He who touches you will touch the apple of God's eye. And today, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will never be there no more. You will be the head. What God had called you to become, that is what you shall be. And whether the devil likes it or not, your destiny must come to pass. Your blessing must come to pass. Your prosperity must come to pass. Your healing must come to pass. And I decree today that you will be what God had called you to be. As God did it for Joseph, God will do the same thing for you.
Yes.
Pray that he will take you through as you begin to walk 2013. And your life will never be the same again. I pray for increase in your anointing. I pray for increase in every favor of life, in every section of life that you go through. And I pray that God will be there by your side, that you will have a love for God like never before. You will thirst for the living waters like never before. You will never rest until you get to a point where you can communicate fervently with God. I pray that every shut doors will begin to open back again for you. You will find favor and grace before God. That marriage that is about to fall, I pray that God will strengthen that marriage, that God will give help to that child, that God will give sight to that boy, that God will give sight to that girl, and you will love God like never before. Every young people that is under the sound of my voice, wherever they are, that the devil is trying to get a hold of our young ones, Father, I pray today that the devil will take his hands off our young people, that our young people will serve you like never before. Our young people will worship you like never before. I claim today that our young people will come back home and see the real faith. That when people come back home and receive the real message from God, that they will work for God like never before, that the kingdom will be founded with nothing but the young people of God. Thank you for what you've done today. I bless you for this radio station that you've used to open up the message to the world. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, let not this radio station be shut down, not even one single day, but it will stay open. That favor will come from the north, south, east, and west. You will pour more anointing upon your servant, oh God, that you will pour more grace upon your servant, that you will make connections that she will never imagine, connections from nowhere that she will never even dream of. You will come your way. 2013 will be your greatest year of testimony. Whatever you did not have in 2012, I decree and I declare today that you begin to have favor. You will have grace. You will have mercy on your life. And wherever you go, God will speak on your behalf. Wherever you go, God will stand on your behalf. People who see you will never see you again, but they will see God in you. From today, they will see God in you. When you speak, they will hear God in you. When you we hear God in you. When you lift your hands to worship, miracles will begin to happen. All dry grounds will begin to increase and yield fruits. Father, in the name of Jesus, let nothing good, oh God, be withheld from your people this year. Let your people prosper this year. Let your people increase this year. Let grounds be broken for this year. Lift us up, oh God, to a ground that we will worship you like never before. I bless your name today, what you have done. And I know that you will do even greater than what we've asked for you to do today. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Brother, that was powerful. That was a powerful prayer.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I felt that.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. That was something. I'm telling you, I'm just so grateful. And I just want to say once again, God bless you
man of God, for being on these airwaves with me on today. And I just look forward to tomorrow with us all back on and listening to that powerful message about keep the glory, and then calling in on that prayer line and being a part of that one tomorrow. I saw the post, and I'm going to be posting it up on all my pages that I have. I will be posting it up. And we're just looking for a mighty move. And once again, I just want to say, God bless you, brother, and everybody that has listening in on today. We just thank God for your life. And like I said, links will be posted up. We will be on live at 6 p.m. Eastern time, but that will be 5 p.m. Central. And so as far as the country goes, links will be posted up concerning that too when we will be on. So God bless you once again, brother, and just enjoy the rest of your day. And once again, I just want to say Happy New Year to you, man of God, and your family, and to everybody that has listened in all over the world. Happy New Year once again. And always know that God loves you and that the angel of melody loves you too. God bless you, man of God.
You too. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, amen. I'm glad to have you on.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.